Lost Passport Blues. Last February, I was invited to go to Austria, Vienna, and was all set, all packed. Reached over in this part of my desk where my passport portfolio lives, and it wasn't there. And I took my apartment apart, could not find it, and finally had to call up at the last minute and say, can't go, I don't have my passport. And at the time that the plane was taking off, it was a Saturday afternoon, it was February 17th, I wrote this poem, sat there imagining, you know, what it would be like. I later found it in August of that year at the bottom of a clean clothes hamper. I had evidently been doing bills or something and had my portfolio, which also houses my checkbook, and never emptied that hamper. But I got it back. And I wrote to Vienna and sent them this poem. They said, oh, we love the poem. We'll invite you again. So, Lost Passport Blues. Travel never was what it used to be, nor is to be or not to be a question Buddhists can tackle, much less crack. At dawn, you wake up knowing you will not make the flight. Your geese are cooked. You've lost it, your passport, the document that cements your departures and arrivals, your exits and entrances. You're passing through doors the way voyeurs see through stone and gut. Vienna, with her stately elegance, will not see you today, nor will she see you Monday, an American holiday, President's Day. Two sunlight risen up and over trees in California dances, breezeways, you dedicate this moment. Poetry winks. Who knows where your sacred passport has traveled on its own? To what as yet unknown locale? Before Columbus cut his deal with the crown of Castile, who was lost? Who discovered what or who? Bottom lines still dangle on the buy and sell of passport? Rude explorers declare, we don't need no stinking passports. Travel never was what it used to be, nor is the year.